mama come through with a banjo click, and now I'm watching the speak cause they mouth is slick. No, the floor's for the nigga if his pocket's thick. I keep the beat on, it never tastes like shit. Oh shit, won't just be slaying you niggas. He loves with the shit in the land, you niggas. Putting up on the gas, controlling you niggas. And if you spot me with a nigga, know I'm mind is finished. Wait a minute, daddy, what you trying to do? You want a dick all in the coochie, you gon' eat it too. Wanna spend a weekend at the Hilton Cool, but nigga, before we start the fuck, you better follow some rules. There's the rules, I'ma let you know I'm a freak. Stick an object in my ass and make me nut on your sheet. Wait a minute, hold a nigga, don't neglect the feet. The pedicure friend step compliments me, neat. Yeah, I know you like that typical shit, but I'ma let your ass know I ain't no regular bitch. I'm in the all types of shit like dominant tricks. Mummification, if you nasty, we can necrophilate. But he just wanna increment my levels and make the kitty bubble over like a bowl of fruit pebbles. He wanna serenade a bitch and dig me out like a shovel, but what that nigga don't know is that he fucking the devil.
Well, you better pray. Before you die, dream. Repeat for your sins. The devil's way of sin. Boy, you better pray. Before you die, dream. Repeat for your sins. The devil's way of sin.
Caress the hips, want me to lick around the tip and drizzle all on my lips. He wanna make my head spin like the exorcist, but I'ma get that nigga something he'll never forget. Like, how much is Marcus trying to whip venom? And when he started acting crazy, he won't know that it's venom. He's celebrating, talking who's inside the fiction. The Buddha be bummer tickled by this nigga trying to handle my rhythm. And I'm like, I just wanna let you know,
let you know.
All I really want is your soul.
Baby, if you lay with me,
can't
promise what the end gon' be.
Sure, you wanna play with the devil?
Play with
you really
devil.
Wanna explore the next level?
The next
I'm about
level.
To take you on a trip.
Take a deep breath before you feel.
Before you get like praise.
Before you die, dream. Before you
speak for your sins.
The devil's way of sin.
Before you get like praise.
Before you die, dream.
Before you speak for your sins.
The devil's way of sin.
I'm gonna die up there. Die up
everybody. My name is Kim. I am your hostess for your new show called The Art Ho Confessional. I want to welcome everybody to the show. The show is part of the Transforming the Airwaves residency funded by Radio Meters. Like I said, my name is Kim and I'll be your new hostess for the show. And I'm very happy to be with you here today. Just as an FYI, this is a grown people show. We will be cussing and speaking about mature topics. So just so you know and are prepared and are not clutching your pearls when, you know, just like grown things are coming up. But yeah, so welcome to the show. It's called The Art Ho Confessional. This show is going to be featuring conversations between myself and some of my friends and some people that I would like to be my friends because they are Black people who are artists. So this show is pretty much like about like Black artists having conversations about all kinds of things, including the art that we do, but that also extends to just life and our journeys in the world as Black people and as artists. So yeah, CKUT 90.3 FM offered me this show. God knows why. I think probably maybe someone in their offices was enamored with my alluring voice or my mildly confusing accent, which, no, I am not British. I'm just an East African immigrant who spent way too much time during recess in elementary school reading English grammar books. So, yeah, I was obviously a very popular girl. Me and the library lady were like this, very close, very tight. But yeah, that's a little bit about me. So yeah, my name is Kim. I'm an artist. I reside in Montreal. I'm a multimedia artist. I work with, obviously, as it says, with different mediums, in like video, installation, performance art, and pretty much like any other thing that I kind of just like want to work on. And this show will feature some of my friends and, like I said, some people that I would like to be my friends to just come and like talk about life. And for the first episode today, it's just gonna be me, just so everybody can get a little bit acquainted to me. This is just gonna be about me today, and I'll talk a little bit about Black History Month. I'll talk a little bit about love, because obviously we are maybe like a few weeks after Valentine's Day, and although I'm very single and very not ready to mingle, I am you know, I'm still a lover at heart. So we'll talk a little bit about that. But yeah, so just welcome to the show, The Art Hoe Confessional. But yeah, so like I said, I kind of just like wanted to talk a little bit about Black History Month. Obviously, this is February, and I believe that by the time that you get to hear this, it will be close to the end of the month, if not. Obviously, like by the end of the month, maybe in March or something. But anyways, like Black History is every year for me, every month for me throughout the year. But yeah, no, honestly, first of all, I like to say that it's obviously a scam that Black History Month is during February for all the reasons that we know. You know, first of all, why February, the shortest month of the year? And the coldest month of the year. I know that all the ancestors are shaking in their urns and their graves just at the thought of us like having to celebrate ourselves during the month that's like the coldest and the most horrible. Like this, even just like coming to the studio today was just so crazy, because I was just like, wow, like the way that like I'm about to go do something you know, that's supposed to be very Black, and it's like minus I don't know how many degrees outside and it's snowing like hell, I'm still here. So yeah, y'all give it up for me. Thank you so much. But yeah, no, it's kind of like Black History. I have a very like particular relationship with Black History Month, because honestly, I just think that it's so unfair, first of all, that like we as like Black creatives, like I think that like a lot of Black creatives like can relate to this, like as Black creatives, like February, for it to be the month that like people harass us for work, and just be kind of like insisting that we, you know, that we produce labor for quote-unquote like our advancement and like our like betterment, which is completely like ridiculous, because wouldn't it be so much better if like Black History Month was actually in August? Because like picture this, like the hottest month of the year, and it is known as like the Black History Month. Just like imagine how things would be. Just I think that I just like want to transport you in that like parallel universe where like Black History Month is actually happening during August, and there's like barbecues and like cookouts and like beach parties and pool parties and all of the things that are happening in the name of Black History. Like, wouldn't that be amazing? Like, I want to see that. I really want to see that. That's what I want to like work towards. And honestly, like, I think that, like, it's already a thing. Like, I already just, like, treat... Personally, I already treat, like, August as, like, my Black History Month. Because, honestly, it's so unfair that we have to celebrate ourselves as Black people during February. Because it's just so cold. And also, just, like, the fact that... Again, the whole, like, having to produce labor during Black History Month, like, I feel that there's so much pressure to perform Blackness and to perform, just to perform anything, like, during Black History Month, during February, because, like, that's kind of, like, the time where, as, like, Black creatives, like, we are banking on making some kind of coins, right? And then we have to obviously just like sell ourselves and kind of like to the highest bidder, right? Which, what does that remind you of? Not so many good things. But it's just like wild for me, you know? Like, I like, especially like when you like everything online, whether that goes from like streaming services to, I don't know, like Instagram, like official pages of like some like businesses and whatever, like how like they hound Black people for content. It's just so unsavory. It's just so passé and like absolutely not fun, you know? Like, for example, like the whole like trope about like Black women like being, I saw like this thing today, like actually just before coming today, like I saw this thing on YouTube. It was actually, I think it was like from Netflix, like the official like Netflix account, and it was like 15 minutes of Black women like giving you wise advice. And I'm like, that is so, I hate that, because I hate the idea that like just like by my innate Blackness or like my Black womanness that like I'm automatically some like wise old bitch, you know? Like I want to have like the fucking like, I want to have like the freedom to be, you know, to be messy, to be dumb, and to just like live like a very full life, you know? Like, I think that like so many times like we just like reduce like Black women to like a wise owl that like appears on like your journey of life and like tells you everything that you need to do and to know about life, and then like a few months later like that person like becomes a millionaire or billionaire, and then like we are still like a speckle in their life as like the wise person that like made them who they are, but like we don't see any of the credits or any of the benefits, you know? It's just, like, so boring. And this is what this show is about. It's really just kind of, like, to show, like, the fullness and, like, the... just, like, how like, human Black people, and especially also, like, Black women and femmes, like, are, you know, just human beings. And I always go through life kind of just like describing myself as a dumb, smart bitch. That is really just like kind of like how I fully like identify as a dumb, smart bitch. Cause I'm a smart bitch sometimes, but I'm also a dumb bitch. And sometimes it's both of them at the same time, you know? And this is what this show is going to be about. It's going to be inviting, I'm going to be inviting, like, dumb smart bitches to talk about dumb smart things, you know? Sometimes it's dumb bitches talking about smart things. Sometimes it's smart bitches talking about dumb things, you know? And that's what I really value. And I really value that aspect of life, especially when it comes to Black people. I want to allow us to live full lives, you know? They're not just about... illuminating people's minds or just like making people realize things. Like, no, sometimes like I say stupid shit and that should be okay, you know? But yeah, let's just play some music for now, and we'll be back with more blah blahs.
Confused, one night you speed up truth. We had a promise made, four hands and then away. Both under influence, we had divine sense to know what to say. Mind is a razor blade, two copper hands of a blood to lean on. Wouldn't that be good enough for me now? Two copper hands of a blood to lean on.
Just told me come take it all and I'ma get 'em. Might falter, but I can still flip it tonight. to their relations. Rooted, they used to be familiar my name, cause I'm gon' care. That's in the real shit. I told you that's it. Won't be no more talking. I just walk away, say it real quick. Won't be no more talking. Just walk away and say it real quick. No more talk. No more talk. No more talk. No more. To the voices in my head, I be like, people think they know a bitch metal. I'm like, speaking on shit you don't supposed to. Shut up.
Shut up!
I say shut up!
Shut up!
Just
for
Lost By, the remix by Aya Simone, a gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous artist. And yeah, this is this show is also very much going to be about just promoting artists that I love and that whose art I very much vibrate towards, because it's all about that here at the Art Hoe Confessional. It's about, you know, good vibrations from Black people, Black queer people, Black trans people. Yeah, that's what we're about. And yeah, that's honestly for me as a Black artist, as a Black woman, as a Black trans woman, that's what my goal has been through my whole career as an artist, has been about not only uplifting and encouraging and obviously supporting my my peers and people that I gravitate towards, but also just about feeling inspired and really just promoting and speaking highly of the people that I feel inspired by. Because I think that personally, as an artist, I wouldn't be where I am without the many, many, many artists that have shaped my way of thinking all the way back from, early Tumblr days of 2011, 2012, when all of us were learning our politics via Tumblr, which, hey, who hasn't gone to Tumblr University? If you didn't go to Tumblr University, who are you? That's where I learned most of my politics and learned a lot of words. Hey, to a fault, and it's not, I'm not saying that it's the best way to learn, but I'm a college dropout, so I didn't really go to school for all of this knowledge. I just scattered the internet, and that's where I found most of the connections that I have right now, especially the artists, the Black artists that I gravitate towards and that inspire my day-to-day life. And that's what this show is going to be about. And the reason why I also decided to call it the Art Hoe Confessional is obviously the term Art Hoe that was coined by a Black woman, again, during Tumblr days. And also, so yeah, the Art Hoe Confessional is really just going to be that, two art hoes, or sometimes more than two, kind of just talking and getting to confess some of our deep thoughts about being a Black artist in the world. And one question that I want to be asking some of my guests, and obviously because today is the first episode and I don't have a guest, I will be asking myself that question and answering it, which is something that I do very, very often. Just ask myself questions and answer them out loud. Yes, I live alone and I talk to myself. So yeah, I will be doing this here right now. So the question is, what is it that I don't like the most? I don't like to use the word hate, so I won't use hate, but what is it that I don't like the most about being a Black artist? So for myself, I will say that what I dislike the most about being a Black artist specifically is promoting. I don't like to promote, because for me, and all of my friends will tell you, most of my friends are very annoyed and pissed off at me because I do not promote the things that I be doing. Just because for me, as I'm a Capricorn, as soon as the check clears, the shit is almost kind of doesn't matter to me anymore. You know what I mean? I'm as soon as the money goes to my account, I'm whether you come or not, bitch, I already made the money. I'm not selling tickets. I'm not trying to, this is not by numbers shit. You know, it's
whether you come or not, like, I already got the check, so I don't really care. So, like, my friends will see me, like, promote things, like, after they've happened, you know? Like, the cute pictures and everything, like, I'll post after the thing. I'll be like, hey, like, thank you for coming to the thing. It was great. And then my friends were like, why did you not tell us that you were doing XYZ? And I'm like, oh, sorry, I did the thing. And so, yeah, for me, like, promoting the shit that I be doing is not necessarily the most fun part for me. It's definitely kind of just, it's like, it's asking me to do work and I don't like to do work. That's also one thing that I really dislike as a Black artist, doing work. Like, I don't, like, when I'm producing something, when I'm creating something, in the moment, in the fun of it, it's obviously a lot of fun, but after that, it starts feeling like work, you know what I mean? And one thing that I really dislike is work. So I'm very clear with that, even when with people that I work with. I'm like, yeah, no, like, I'm gonna do this, but really, honestly, just expect the minimum. Like, I really vibrate with that. Like, just expect the minimum, because that sets me up for success, you know what I mean? It sets me up for success. And yeah, like, I think that, like, so many people, again, like, coming back to, like, the Black History Month thing, like, people just expect so much excellence from Black people, you know, with, like, the whole, like, phrase of, like, Black excellence and whatever. I'm like, how about Black mediocrity, guys? Like, how about, like, Black mediocrity? Like, I want to see that being elevated. I want to see that being elevated to the ranks of, like, Black excellence, because it matters just as much as Black excellence, if not more, because I think that it really just allows Black people to, like, live and thrive without, like, the pressure of having to be excellent, of having to be even good. Like, there's so much crap out there by non-Black people that's actually literal crap, you know what I mean? And it's still elevated to this level of, like, excellence and master, like being a master of, like, the craft that you're doing, while really kind of just, like, you just white and opening your mouth and people are just, like, believing and eating up whatever you say. And honestly, like, that's what I want for, like, all, like, the Black artists that are that will be part of this show. Like, all I want is for us to kind of just, like, exist, and for people to just, you know, bask in it. You know, I think that, like, living, existing as a Black person, existing as a Black creative is an art form in itself, because the levels of to which we have to just, like, perform and kind of just, like, navigate the world, not just, like, the everyday world, but just, like, the art world in and of itself, you know? Like, there's so many moments where we're, like, underestimated, where we are seen as, like, lesser and seen almost as, like, people that have to be, like, tamed and controlled, that I'm so against. Like, throughout my whole, like, art career, I've been so against being policed, and almost to a point that, like, it kind of just, like, sent me to a point of, like, really kind of just, like, being, like, almost to, like, the extreme of things, kind of just, like, being, like, let's see how much, like, I can be, like, just, like, pushing the buttons, and, like, how much, like, y'all are going to, like, push back on it, you know what I mean? Like, kind of just, like, being, like, going, like, to the far end of not mediocrity necessarily, but more kind of just, like, just existence of, like, mere gross, real, disgusting existence, and, like, but still claim that, like, yeah, I'm that bitch, you know what I mean? Like, I remember, like, just, like, a quick, like, little story time. Like, when I started, like, kind of just, like, making art on the internet, because that's how I started. Like, I started, like, being, like, an art hoe on the internet, like, making, like, digital content, mostly, like, via, like, Instagram and, like, Tumblr back in the days. And when I was on Instagram and Tumblr at the time, like, my my Instagram handle was Black Supremacist, and it was called Black Supremacist, obviously for obvious reasons, but also because, like, there was, like, a part of me that was, like, I know that, like, some people are going to feel a little bit, like, you know, like, ooh, like, who is this person if they're, like, talking about, like, being, like, Black supremacist? And, like, you know, kind of just, like, kind of, like, we'll kind of just, like, ruffle some feathers. And, like, I'm very here to ruffle some feathers. You know what I mean? Like, I'm very, I love, like, ruffling feathers because, like, that tells me who you are if, like, you are bothered by the mere thought of me existing in my fullness. And so, yeah, that was like, an era that I was in, which was, like, my Black supremacist era. And yes, when I had to kind of just, like, get down and serious about, like, my art, and, like, that also coincided with, like, the time when, like, when I moved to Toronto, and I was like, okay, girl, so this is, like, some serious shit. So, like, the Toronto bitches do not play around, and they have money. So I did change my Instagram handle because I was like, I don't want people to... I don't want to ruffle feathers anymore. I kind of want to. I want to ruffle some coins. Let's ruffle some coins instead. And I changed my Instagram handle. Do I regret it? No, but I do very much enjoy that time of my life. Like, I remember fondly that time of my life where I was Black supremacist on Instagram, and that's really kind of just like. That really just, like, explains to you kind of just, like, the kind of person that I am. Like, I like to exist in a way that is very true to myself, and that maybe, like, my, you know, kind of, like, bothersome people to a point of understanding. I think that, like, it's important to kind of, like, not make yourself small to make other people understand you. I think that, like, it's, I personally believe that it is better to make yourself even bigger, and then let people kind of just, like, come to the understanding of you slowly. And that's kind of just, like, how I exist. And I'm very much looking forward to spending time on the airwaves here with some people who share that same mentality and that same way of living and of existing. So yeah, that's what the Art Hoe Confessional is going to be about, and we'll also have a call-in moment where, like, where listeners will be able to either, like, send us messages or, like, call us for either questions or comments, and we'll answer those. And when we do record this live, I'll let you guys know. Yeah, so right now we are going to have a little music break, and I'll be back again to I know you.
We're lava.
Soy tú. Fantasma.
Fantasma. Fantasía, fantasía.
Yo sé que tú quieres el trágico mío.
La mía y la tuya.
El que lo tiene todo. Y te lo doy, te lo doy, te lo doy, te lo doy.
Te lo doy.
Ay, qué divina. Te lo doy.
Te lo doy, te lo doy. Te lo doy.
Spit you out, bubble gum. A mix of girl, boy, and son. And all these wannabe word girls want proof of who I am and where I'm from. Suéltame en banda. Go to school or something, is that all that you've done?
Alright, that's equivalent to about exactly none. I got this a son, and you want me to give you some.
I give it all, baby, behaving at that body, throw some more gay. You got no patience, but you love pain. Get it on Bobby, that's why I came. Me lo right, te lo doy. Pen over backwards, I could be yours. I move in silence, but I'll make noise. Dame lo duro, yo quiero probarte. Pero nene, nunca voy a amarte. I'm a ghost in a fantasy. Este momento que tú querías, quieres este culo, yo ya sabía. Soy tu fantasma y fantasía. Vas a ver que tú nunca me olvidas. Te lo doy, 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 te lo doy.
Soy tu fantasma.
Fantasma,
fantasía,
fantasía.
Yo sé que tú quieres
estar conmigo. La mía y la tuya.
El que lo tiene todo. Y te lo doy, te lo doy, te lo doy, te lo doy.
Te lo doy. Te lo doy, te lo doy.
Morena,
I've had you waiting at all. I've been so busy, but I've been thinking about what I wanna do with you. I know them other guys, they've been talking about the way I do what I do. They heard I was good, they wanna see if it's true. They know you're the one I wanna give it to. I can see you on me too. Now it's me and you. Now I've been waiting, waiting. Think I wanna make that move now. Baby, tell me if you like it.
Tell me if you like it.
Now I've been waiting. Think I wanna make that move now. Baby, tell me how you like it. I was waiting for you to tell me you were ready. I know what to do. If only you would let me. As long as you're cool with it, I'll treat you right. Here is where you wanna be. I know them other guys, they've been talking about the way I do what I do. They heard I was good, they wanna see if it's true. They know you're the one I wanna give it to. Can see you on me too.
The Art Hoe Confessional. And also, so speaking of this little story that I just told y'all about, like how my Instagram name used to be Black Supremacist, At the same time, honestly, like, I was speaking with a friend of mine the other day, and I was like, whoa, like, the way that, like, if I had been offered this gig, like, maybe, like, let's say, like, 7 years ago, I would have been saying the most wildest fucking shit ever, because, like I said, Tumblr University, just because it's, like, it was Tumblr University doesn't mean that it was, like, all, like, that it was, like, right and, like, true, you know? Like, I think that, like, I also grew in my own, like, activism and my own, I don't really want to say activism, but just, like, in my own kind of just, like, understanding of the world and of, like, dynamics. I think, like, I prefer talking about dynamics rather than, like, activism or anything relating to that. I think that, like, it's, like, more about, like, dynamics, because, like, that, I feel like that includes more of, like, the different intersections that happen in society, you know, from, like, race to class to gender to, like, ability / disability, like, those things. Like, so, like, I was, like, talking with a friend of mine, and I was saying, like, how, like, if this was, like, in, like, I don't know, let's say, like, 2016, 2015, 2016, like, I would have been saying, like, the wildest shit. Not like I won't be saying the wildest shit here either. But it would just be wild, you know what I mean? Because, like, I feel that, like, there was such, like, I used to have such, like, an intense position on, like, certain things that would really kind of just, like, obscure my own understanding of just, like, life as pleasurable and as something that, as my life deserving of, like, beauty and fun and laughter. I think that, like, now in my life, I'm so much more focused on joy and happiness, and not necessarily on deciphering and kind of just, like, dissecting every single little, like, you know, yeah, dynamic that happens in my life. Because I used to be very, very kind of just, like, almost kind of, like, eaten alive by, like, but just, like, the like, all those, like, different, like, ideologies and concepts and all that stuff. And, like, also, like, not to say anything, not to, like, dog on, like, people who are very, you know, I don't know, activists and, like, people who really are, like, their identity is about, like, talking about stuff like that. But just, like, I've come to, like, understand that, like, I want my life to be joyful, and I want my life to be fun. And that's what this show is about. It's about Black people having a space to have fun and to talk about things in a lighthearted way. Because I think that, like, again, like, when we talk about, like, Black History Month, like, we're called to talk about, like, so many, like, hard stuff, or just to like, be present in a way that is so, quote-unquote, like, professional, or, like, putting our best foot forward. I'm about putting your worst foot forward. How about that? Like, let's put our worst foot forward so that, like, we can actually just, like, lead, like, just, like, follow up with, like, our best foot, you know? Because I think that, like, as, like, what's that quote again? If you can't have me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best. Like, something like that, you know? Like, I'm really about just, like, lead with your worst foot and then, like, follow up with your best foot. Because, like, people will, like, whoever, like, stuck around and was like, hey, like, this is wild, but let's see what else you got. Then those are people that, you know, kind of just, like, deserve to be in your life. And that's kind of just, like, how I navigate life, like, most of the time. Obviously, like, outside of, like, professional spaces, because, like, those, like, still require us to, you know, abide by the white supremacist, like, ideology of professionalism, which is one thing that we will explore in one of the episodes, you know, just, like, exploring how, like, the idea of professionalism is, at its core, extremely white supremacist, right? Because, like, the ways that, like, we are asked and we are demanded to perform professionalism is very much, like, in accordance to, like, white supremacist, like, ideals of what it means to be professional, you know what I mean? And Yeah. So yeah, the Art Hoe Confessional is going to be about kind of just like, yeah, debunking like all ideas around like Black excellence, especially like Black excellence when it comes to Black women and femmes, because like so many times like this idea of like Black excellence is like so expected and almost required from us, right? Because like, I don't know how many times like people have... like, I don't know, like, I'd just be existing, and then, like, people are like, oh, wow, like, you're so brave, and I'm like, wow, like, what a, like, you literally just insulted me, like, you just called me the N-word, you just called me the N-word by saying that, you know what I mean? It's like, what do you mean I'm brave? Like, I'm just having a drink and, like, eating a fucking donut. Like, what about this is, like, so... you know, brave. Like, I've actually, like, taken it upon myself to be, like, the other day, so I work at a bar, and, like, the other day, like, someone just, like, looked at me straight in the eyes, and they were like, wow, like, you're so brave, and I just turned to them, and I was like, so are you, and, like, we just, like, left it at that, and honestly, like, had they asked me, like, why did I say that, I'd be like, honestly, like, you're so brave to go outside, like, looking the way that you do, just, you know, living life is what you look like. That's so brave. So yeah, that's the thing. It's like the whole like thing about like seeing like Black women and like Black femmes and just like Black people in general as like superhumans just for existing is racist, babes. And that's that. Like, once I realized that, and once I, like, I let go of excellence, of like the concept of like Black excellence, as like as a requirement to be worthy of love and care and coins, I think that that's where I kind of like found like the sweet spot for myself and like for my life, and that's what I'm really excited about exploring in this show with my guest. So yeah, like I said, I'll be having some guests either here live at CKUT 90.3 FM, here live in the studio or over the phone. So I'm hoping to bring artists not only just in Montreal, but also artists in other parts of the country, and hopefully some international baddies that we can, you know, just like sit down and like shoot the shit with and cut up and like just be fun and Black and an artist and all of the things. Yeah, I'm really excited for this show and for everybody who's going to tune in. Please like keep up with like all of our social media stuff. You can obviously you can look up like CKUT like 90.3 FM like online and like find them like everywhere. You can also find me on Instagram. I am at sista_Bettina. That's sista_Bettina. So sista_Bettina. And kind of just like dive into the story of all of our lives, like through the handles, and like follow us on like social medias and stuff like that. But yeah, I am I'm very excited to start this journey with you all. Next time that you will be hearing me on your airwaves, I'll be in the company of one of my friends that I will not be divulging who it is right now, but just trust that like it's a cute surprise, because it's someone that like I very much like love and respect, and I'm very inspired by, and that's just gonna be like that for a couple weeks. And thank you so much, everybody, for being with me on the air. Like I said, my name is Kim, and you've been listening to the Art Hoe Confessional. And right now we're just gonna be listening to some more music. Thank you.
I will keep waiting for you to come and let me take you to my fantasy room. You're gonna like it there, and all the things that I do, I'll treat you right. All you can do, I'll take you to the places you wanna be. Just for me and you, so come.